Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Text Number 27. Ananta Pare Tamasi. Magno Nashta Smritik Samaha. Shasatira Anubhuyartim. Pramada Sangadushita. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Due to his contaminated association with women, a living entity like King Paranjana eternally suffers all the pangs of material existence and remains in the dark region of material life, bereft of all remembrance for many, many years. Please repeat. Due to his contaminated association with women, a living entity like King Paranjana eternally suffers all the pangs of material existence and remains in the dark region of material life, bereft of all remembrance for many, many years. Purport. This is a description of material existence. Material existence is experience where one becomes attached to a woman and forgets his real identity as the eternal servant of Krishna. Nashta Smriti. In this way, in one body after another, the living entity perpetually suffers the threefold miseries of material existence. To save human civilization from the darkness of ignorance, this movement was started. The main purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to enlighten the forgetful living entity and remind him of his original Krishna consciousness. In this way, the living entity can be saved from the catastrophe of ignorance as well as bodily transmigration. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Anadi Karma Pale Padi Bhavarnava Jale Taribare Na Deki Upaya E Vishaya Hala Hale Vi Diva Nishi Hiya Jvale Mana Kabu Sukha Nahi Paya. Because of my past fruitive activities, I have now fallen into an ocean of nations. I cannot find any means to get out of this great ocean, which is indeed like an ocean of poison. We are trying to be happy through sense enjoyment, but actually that so-called enjoyment is like food that is too hot and causes burning in the heart. I feel a burning sensation constantly day and night, and thus my mind cannot find satisfaction. Material existence is always full of anxiety. People are always trying to find ways to mitigate anxiety, but because they are not guided by a real leader, they try to forget material anxiety through drink and sex indulgence. Foolish people do not know that by attempting to escape anxiety by drink and sex, they simply increase the duration of material life. It is not possible to escape material anxiety in this way. The word pramada sangadushitaha indicates that apart from all other contamination, if one simply remains attached to a woman, that single contamination will be sufficient to prolong one's miserable material existence. Consequently, in Vedic civilization, one is trained from the beginning to give up attachment for women. The first stage of life is brahmachari, second stage grihastha, the third stage vanaprastha, and the fourth stage sannyas. All these stages are devised to enable one to detach himself from the association of women. Of course, here, woman means woman for man, and for a woman, man is a woman. That is the object of enjoyment. material. We've come here seeking essentially the same thing we experience in the spiritual world, namely happiness. In the absence of happiness here, we have to search for happiness. And we want happiness not just for a small amount of time, we want happiness perpetually. Therefore, we want knowledge of how to get happiness perpetually. And that consciousness in the material world is somehow or another try to hold on to something so that we can squeeze some happiness out of it. So knowledge in the material world means more or less how to obtain things from material happiness. Prabhupada once said, one gentleman is asking another gentleman, are you intelligent? And so that gentleman is checking his pocket to see if he has any money, the idea being that if he has money, he must be intelligent. Because no money, no material resources, no possibility of material happiness. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Yan mai tunadi grihamedi sukham hitu cham. Actually, we'll switch over to Maharaj Shabde. Pumso striya maituni bhavam etang, turar ridiyam granti mahu, mito ridiya granti mahu, ato griha kshatra sutapta vitar, janasya moho yam ahang mameti. In the absence of ecstatic emotional feelings towards Krishna, in the absence of feeling Krishna's ecstatic emotions towards us, in the absence of an ocean of ecstasy, we're left with we're left with Pumsa Striya. I am Tarzan, you are Jane. I am Mickey Mouse, and you are Minnie Mouse. I am Romeo, and you are Juliet. Now let us create the drama, our pastime, our leela in the material world. Everyone is thinking, I have some romantic leela in this world. And when one can no longer have a romantic leela in the material world, one takes intoxication so that at least on the mental platform, one can continue with some kind of romantic leela in the material world. Therefore, Pumsa Striya Maituni Bhavam Etam. This connection between man and woman is the basic principle of material happiness. Tara Ridya Mita Granti Mahu. And on account of this connection, a strong knot appears within the heart. And therefore one is inspired to perform so many materialistic activities in order to get the land, the wealth, the children, and everything else that more or less surrounds the loving affair in this material world of two incarnations. Everyone thinks they're an incarnation, but there's the mudha incarnation, mudha avatar, and the mudri avatar. So they're thinking there's some kind of wonderful pastime going on in the material world, and they're surrounding themselves, as I said many times, they think that their house is Vaikuntha, their wife is the goddess of fortune, their husband is two-handed Narayan, their children are plenary and partial expansions, those who have some intelligence, they're plenary expansions, and those who are full number one and two, they're partial expansions. Garuda is my car. It drives me to the three temples. In this way, one is imagining oneself to having some kind of divine pastimes in the material world. But this is jinasya moho yang ahang mameti. Simply one's, what's increasing is just one's false ego. One's real intelligence is going away. Therefore, there is no greater enemy in this world than the idea that somehow or another we're going to be able to enjoy in this material world. And in order to enjoy, if we just get all the paraphernalia for enjoyment, then everything will be fantastic. My wife will love me, my husband will love me, the children will love me, the neighbors will love me, everyone will love me because I have everything, I have all the manifestations of Narayan or Lakshmi. Therefore, Queen Kunti says, better to have trouble in the material world. Because if we have trouble, then naturally we'll turn to Krishna, if one is a little pious. If one is not pious, one will simply struggle against the struggle. But if one is a little pious, then naturally one will turn to Krishna. Vipadak sandutak shasvad tatra tatra jagatguru bhavato darshanam nyasyat apana bhavadarshanam. Queen Kunti was praying for problems. Please, let them come again and again. Of course, as I said, in Kali Yuga, we're so fortunate, we don't have to pray for problems. We just walk out in the street and there's problems. But she wanted more and more problems. Why? Because there is problems, we'll turn to Krishna. If not, janvaishvarya shuta shivira edamanak madakpuman naivahat yavadatumvai tvam akinchana gochara. Janma. Everyone is thinking, oh, if I can only take birth or go to a country or have some position where I'm influential. When I present my passport at immigration, then the immigration officials, they fold their hands and said, oh, great soul, thank you for purifying our country. Aishwarya, money, money, sweeter than honey. The professional soldier, the merchant, and the thief, they'll risk their very life to get money. Because with money, you can buy anything. At least people think. You may not be able to buy love, but you could put down a good deposit on it. Shruta, by so-called material learning, you can learn how to speak in such a way that no one can understand you. And therefore you'll be considered the most learned person. And Shribir, somehow or another, if you present yourself attractively, you can pretend that you have money, you can pretend that you have education, people will respect you. Or if you put on enough different dresses, enough makeup, so that even your mother won't recognize you, then you'll be considered to be beautiful. So these are the things that people are hankering for. Why? Because ultimately with this opulence, one can get sense gratification. Therefore Krishna says, Naprari shat priyam prapya, no dvijat prapya cha priyam, stira buddhira samudo, brahmavid brahmani stitaha. Person is not disturbed when he attains something, when he doesn't get what he wants, or he loses something that he wants. Why is this? Because this reminds us that we're not really very well protected in the material world. Everyone is in anxiety, as it explains here. And why are we in anxiety? As Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj said in his class, One anxiety that we have is we're going to die. Everything will be taken from us. Mrityu sarva haras chaham. Everything at the time of death is taken from us. And when little things are taken from us, it reminds us that ultimately everything will be taken away from us. People are thinking, if I have children, if I expand myself enough, that these things will protect me from death. Deha patya kala tradishu atma sanyeshva satsupi. All this endeavor for protection, for sex, and for all the other activities in the material world, is ultimately we're deluded and bewildered into thinking that these things will protect me. I will never die. I will be immortal. Pashyanapi na pashyati. But we don't see, now I'm losing some money, now I've lost my wallet, now I've lost my pen, and soon I'll lose my life. Therefore, we're in anxiety when we lose something, and we become elated when we get something. Now I've gotten a wife, now I've gotten a house, now I've gotten children, now I've gotten a dog. And look at the teeth on that dog. Even the Yamadutas will be afraid. Sick 'em! So everyone is afraid of ultimately dying. But at every moment we're dying. We cannot stop it. It doesn't matter how many children we have, how many wives we have, how many husbands we have, how many locks we have in the door. At every moment this body is dying. Therefore, ahani ahani bhutani gachanti yamalayam sheshastari ischanti kimastayam atatparam. The most amazing thing is that we're dying at every moment and we're thinking we're going to somehow or another do something here to prolong our miserable existence. Therefore, one who's understanding things properly, he doesn't lament under any circumstance or hanker under any circumstance. He's self-intelligent, he's unbewildered, and he actually knows the science of God. Then he's actually situated properly. But what does he see? Bhayasparshe vasaktatma vindat yatmini yat sukham sabrahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. Such a person is situated in transcendence and in trance and is self-controlled. He enjoys the pleasure within. He's not attracted by sense gratification or external objects because he's always in trance enjoying the pleasure from within. In this way, the self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness because he concentrates on the Supreme. In other words, if somehow or another we become convinced that if I focus my attention and I give my love to Krishna, then everything that I'm looking for will automatically be gained. The happiness, the awareness, the freedom from all anxiety, the feelings of love and devotion towards Krishna and all living entities, that will be gained simply by focusing one's attention and then giving one's love to Krishna. But why can't we do that? Because we're not convinced. And why are we not convinced? Because we've been improperly trained by so many so-called leaders. And what do they train us? They trained us, Natevidu Swartikateem, He Vishnu. They didn't train us that the goal of life is to reach Krishna. Darashya ye bahya artamanina. They've convinced us that something completely insignificant, that's the goal of life. Go to school, get good grades. Because if you get good grades, then what will happen? Then you can get a good job. And if you get a good job, you can get a good wife or husband. And if you get a good wife or husband, you can have nice children. and you can have a nice home, and then you can eventually retire, and then after you retire, you can die, and you'll have a nice gravestone. You'll be able to afford it. So what are people working so hard for? So that at the time of death, the children will put you into a grave or burn your body and whatever, and some people will come around and cry. He had such a nice job, he had such a nice education, he had such a nice family, he had so many nice things, and now he has a nice stone to mark where he lies. So people are working hard, ultimately, and the end of life is that they simply lie down and that's it. So this is called Shrava Evahi Kevalam. People don't know Nitevidu Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu. They don't know that the goal of life is to obtain Krishna. And therefore they're happy if their football team wins. They're happy if their favorite movie is on television. They're happy if they get something good to eat. They're happy, but they don't actually know that this is a useless waste of time. And why? They're being misled by persons who are similarly blind like they are. That the Bhagavatam gives very strong language that these so-called leaders are just like hogs and dogs and camels and asses. And why are they like hogs and dogs and camels and asses? Svavidra hosrakara samstuta purusha pashu niyat karna patayopeta jatu nama gadagraja. Because they don't glorify Krishna. They're taking something completely insignificant, simply something for eating, sleeping, mating, defending, and they're thinking it's going to be different. But it is simply punak punas charvita charvanana. It is simply the same thing over and over again. Yesterday we ate, today we're eating. Tomorrow we'll also eat. So what is the difference? As Srila Prabhupada said, there is no real past, present, and future. Because billions of years ago, people are eating, people are sleeping, people are mating and defending. And today, what are people are doing? They're simply eating, they're sleeping, they're mating and defending. And as an expert astrologer, I can predict exactly what people are going to do 1 million years from now. Astrology is such a good science. Yes, I predict that people are going to eat, sleep, mate, and defend 1 million or 1 billion years from now. So actually there's no change in this world. People are just hankering for something which will never exist. So that's called illusion. Krishna speaks Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna so he can get out of illusion and understand factually that if he focuses his mind on Krishna, manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame vaishasi satyam te pratyayavit priyosi me. If one actually concentrates the mind on Krishna, becomes Krishna's devotee, worships him, offers one's homage to him, then the result is that one will actually become conscious of Krishna. And consciousness of Krishna means we'll actually get our life back again. We'll get our real feelings back again. We'll get our loving feelings back again. We'll awaken our real awareness of existence. We'll wake up. Therefore, the great acharyas is saying, jeev jago, jeev jago. We should take shelter of them rather than these so-called leaders who are simply concerning us with how much is the rupee worth. Whether the rupee is worth this or that, we will not be able to buy off the Yamadutas with our rupee. Nor will we buy a ticket to heaven with our rupees. Nor to Vaikuntha, only if we become conscious of Krishna. But we have to become a little thoughtful. Yehi samsparshya bhoga Dukkha yone evate adyantavante kontiya nate shuramate Buddha. An intelligent person doesn't take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the senses with their objects. Such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise person does not delight in them. Shaknoti haiva yakshodum praksharira vimokshanat kamakrodo bhavandegam siyukta sasukinara. If one, before leaving this present body, is able to tolerate the urges of the sense of desire and anger, and check the forces of desire and anger, and check the forces of material senses, he is a yogi and he is happy in this world. In other words, to learn tolerance, tolerate our mind, our misconceptions, and at the same time remember what our actual goal of life is, to become Krishna conscious, and to remember the method of becoming Krishna conscious in this age by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So to chant Hare Krishna and watch ourselves. Be careful. Dhyayato Vishyam Pumsam Sangasteshu Bhajayate Sangateshu Bhajayate Sangateshu Krodha Bhavati Samoha Samahas Smriti Vibram Sat Smriti Brahm Sat Buddhinasho Buddhinashat Pranashati. Material life is very simple. We feel our heart is not full, because no one without Krishna conscious, the heart can be full. Therefore, naturally, we feel some emptiness there. And now we have a choice how we're going to fill up that emptiness. In the Western world especially, but even in Vrindavan nowadays, there's advertisements. Oh, your heart is empty. Come here and enjoy. Come here and enjoy. There are so many objects being presented to us. This is what you're lacking. This is what you're lacking. Simply acquire this thing and you'll be happy. Now you only have an iPhone 4. If you had an iPhone 5, you'd be happy. And when you get an iPhone 6, you'll be twice as happy. Now you have this husband or wife. There, you married them in 2012. You should get a 2013 husband and wife, the newer model. Simply, material energy is simply causing us to look outside to find some object of the senses. And if we actually find something that we're attracted to, then the result is material nature will aspire us with called calm. Lust. The inspiration to enjoy the material world, to acquire the objects of the senses, and then naturally if we enjoy the senses and their objects, then there will be greed. More and more. I need more. I ate one potato chip, but I need one more. And then one more. There's no end. And then when we can't enjoy anymore, we become frustrated and angry. And then a whole scenario develops within our mind. What is the cause of our frustration? That he is my enemy and I have killed him. And all my other enemies will be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am perfect. I am powerful. I am happy. A whole dream, a scenario comes into being in our minds. And we forget more and more reality, and all whatever good intelligence we have is or had is lost. And simply we're involved more and more in the pursuit for material happiness. So one has to learn tolerance, and at the same time, if one is fortunate enough to call out to Krishna with some feeling. And what is that feeling? The feeling is, engage me in the Sankirtan movement. We cannot chant Hare Krishna in this age without full understanding. We cannot chant Hare Krishna and get the full result without full understanding. So what is that understanding? That understanding is that the Hare Krishna mantra is not only Radha and Krishna and their associates in Vrindavan, it is also the Panchatattva. There is no difference between the Hare Krishna mantra and the Panchatattva. If we only remember Radha and Krishna when we're chanting Hare Krishna, that would be very nice, but it would be incomplete. In this age, when we chant Hare Krishna, we have to do it in the service of the Panchatattva. And therefore, they have to also be included in our prayers. We're not serving only Radha and Krishna in this age. We're not only designed to serve them, we're designed to serve the Panchatattva. So we can acquire the feelings of love and separation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu possesses. But no one can approach the Panchatattva without hearing their instructions coming from the six Goswamis. Therefore, the Hare Krishna mantra, when we're chanting it, is also a prayer to engage in the service of the six Goswamis. But no one can understand what the six Goswamis wanted, how they wanted us to engage in the Sankirtan movement without coming in contact with the previous Acharyas. And therefore, the Hare Krishna mantra in this age also includes the parampara coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And no one can understand what the Panchatattva, what the six Goswamis, how they want us to engage in the Sankirtan movement without the association of the devotees who are following the previous Acharyas, the six Goswamis, the Panchatattva, in order to achieve Radha Krishna, the association and their associates in Vrindavan. Therefore, a prayer, the Hare Krishna mantra, includes the entire ISKCON movement, the entire prayer of the previous Acharyas, service of the previous Acharyas, the six Goswamis, the Panchatattva, and ultimately Radha and Krishna and their associates in Vrindavan. Without getting this complete association, without developing a service attitude, to engage in the loving exchanges with these unlimited personalities, then our Krishna consciousness will remain incomplete. And as long as our Krishna consciousness remains incomplete, then we'll feel unfulfilled and we'll be looking around in the material world to find some objects of the senses in order to gratify our desire to be happy, peaceful, and secure. Therefore, if we want good association, if we want good direction, we have to take shelter of Prabhupada's books, the shelter of those who are following Srila Prabhupada's books, engage in the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement, and that way we can be occupied, this body, mind, and our words, in the service of Krishna. And in that way we'll actually be able to absorb our consciousness and not only in the full Krishna consciousness. Every moment we'll be seeing service to Krishna. Every moment we'll see the love and separation from Krishna. And every moment we'll see Radha and Krishna and their associates in Vrindavan simultaneously. So Srila Prabhupada has given us a perfect movement, perfect philosophy, perfect association. Simply we have to take shelter of it and then we'll become perfect. As Srila Prabhupada once said, when he received some simply wonderfuls, that was our first suite in the Hare Krishna movement. In the Hare Krishna movement, there was no, in the beginning, there was not very much Lakshmi, and therefore there was not much experience. Therefore, devotees did not know how to cook very well. The only sweet they knew how to prepare was called Simply Wonderfuls, which was discovered on the back of a package of powdered milk. It was a combination of powdered milk, powdered sugar, and butter. They offered that to Prabhupada one time, and Prabhupada took the Simply Wonderful. And he said, This simply, because the devotees were worried, because this was the only sweet they had. They were afraid if Prabhupada rejected it, then they wouldn't have any sweets whatsoever. So everyone was anxiously waiting for Prabhupada's comment, and his comment was, this is simply wonderful. He said, this is simply wonderful. Your movement is simply wonderful. The devotees are simply wonderful. Your Krishna is simply wonderful. So simply keep on eating these simply wonderfuls and everything will be simply wonderful. Srila Prabhupada has given us the greatest gift or gifts. If we study his books, we associate with his devotees, we'll gradually learn what those gifts are and we'll be able to take full advantage of them and our life will become peaceful, happy and sublime. So, thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any questions? Yes. We have a microphone.
Thank you for your wonderful class. I have several times read Srila Prabhupada's books in Bhagavad Gita that avyavicharani bhakti helps us to come above the modes of material nature. So what does this avyavicharani bhakti means?
It means yari dekha. Did everyone hear the question? Say slowly the question. What is it? It's more or less in the books Prabhupada says avyavichari bhakti. So what does that actually mean? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the definition of that verse, mam chayo vyavicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. When one is fully engaged in devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, one at once transcends the modes of material nature and comes to the level of Brahman, or abhyavichari bhakti, fully engaged in devotional service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Bidesh Amara Aga Guru Taya Hana Tari Desh. Whoever you meet, you try to tell them about Krishna. In this way you become Guru and you try to deliver your country. So this is the mission Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us for Abhyavichari Bhakti, for unalloyed, uninterrupted devotional service in this age. Fully participate in the Sankirtan movement and then one is fully engaged in Krishna's service. Dance, chant, take prasadam and get others to dance, chant and take prasadam. And then one will be fully engaged. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada has stressed that this is not just some ordinary Sankirtan movement. As they said in Mayapur, this is a cultural revolution where everyone can engage whatever their talents are simply with the idea of convincing people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should see how to engage whatever one's talents are in this cultural revolution, cultural conquest, so that especially by book distribution, but also by art, drama, dance, concerts, by any and every means, simply to convince people that Krishna is God. That's the meaning of cooperation in this Hare Krishna movement. And not only Prabhupada wanted that the devotees within this movement cooperate, but he wanted this cultural conquest to go on so that we convince all the Gaudiya Math, all the Vaishnavas, all the religious people in this world, we get them involved also in this cultural conquest so that they engage their energies also in simply trying to convince others that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we fully engage ourselves in that way, that's called abhyavichari bhakti. There's a big, Prabhupada has given us the biggest mission in this universe. If we understand its scope and appreciate it and surrender to it, then our lives will become constantly engaged in Krishna's service and we'll become fully Krishna conscious and the love and devotion that will flow with it from our hearts, from Krishna, will be able to help others also become inspired to awaken their love for Krishna and love for everyone and everything in relation to Krishna also, and get them involved in this cultural conquest too. Is that right? Anything else? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In our society at the present moment, there are many grihasthas who are in the middle aged, but seemingly they're not, as far as I can see, it's like there's no development of vanaprastha ashram in our society. Can you elaborate on how they can, or we can see it, or being, they can be set an examples for the future?
Well, I don't know the statistics or exactly what's happening. Generally speaking, if you have a strong brahmachari life, good training as a brahmachari, then you'll have a good training as a householder. If you have good training as a householder, then you can become a good vanaprastha. And if you become a good vanaprastha, then you can become a good sannyasi. Therefore, sometimes our training is not so perfect, and we're not really recognizing the real value of chanting Hare Krishna with a peaceful mind, with a clear consciousness, with the loving feelings, and therefore we're holding on to so many different shelters. Prahlad Maharaj said, Balasya neho sharanam pitro nishingha nartasya chaganam udanvato majitao no taptasya tat trividira hanjashestas tvadvido tvanuvitam tvupekshatanam. Prahlad Maharaj said, people are anxiety in the material world, and they think, if I have good parents, they'll protect me. If I have nice medicine or a good doctor, I'll be protected. If my transportation vehicle is strong, and then I'll be protected. But there is no protection in the material world. Ultimately, my family will not protect me. My wealth will not protect me. None of these things will protect me. Only if I become Krishna conscious will I actually feel protected. So this understanding may not be so clear, but what we're hoping for is that somehow or another the leadership within ISKCON and the devotees will take up in a dynamic way, in a conscious way, the spreading of Krishna consciousness, and then the actual power of the Hare Krishna mantra will be revealed to us, and therefore we'll be able to become fearless and actually understand what our real shelter and protection is, and therefore we won't have to take shelter in so many other temporary things. So if there's some problem within our society, it's not been developed, it means we simply have to develop the Sankirtan movement more strongly and steadily, and therefore all the other factors will automatically be solved. All the other deficiencies will be taken care of. Yes, one more question.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you. Maharaj, like you said, punas punas sharvita sharvananam. Sometimes even in Krishna consciousness we feel that the same chanting, so kind of it seems repetitive. So what is the solution to avoid this mentality?
Don't accept your mental conception of Krishna. Don't try and put Krishna in our little worlds. Read Bhagavad Gita. Ahang sarvasya pravo matak sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha. Look around. Krishna is the source of all the material and spiritual worlds. From him the entire creation flows. The wise who know this perfectly engage in his devotional service and worship him with all their hearts. So understand how insignificant our present consciousness is, how limited it is. If our present consciousness was multiplied 1,000 times, it would equal to the consciousness in Indra Loka. And if that consciousness was multiplied thousands of times, we'd arrive at the consciousness in Marhaloka. And if that was multiplied thousands of times, we'd arrive at the consciousness in Brahmaloka. And if that was multiplied thousands of times, we'd arrive at Brahman consciousness. And Brahman consciousness, if you multiply that millions and billions of times, it would not equal to an atomic fraction in one atom in the ocean of devotional service. So what do we know about the Hare Krishna mantra? We're just completely asleep. Realizing that, we have to chant with more attention, with more feeling, and then Krishna gradually will give us one little drop out of the ocean of devotional service, a fraction of that, and then we'll gradually wake up to reality. Thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.